In America's industrial heartlands, a quiet transformation is underway that could determine whether the nation's fenestration industry, the craftspeople and engineers who manufacture windows, doors, and glass, survives the coming decade. The sector faces an acute workforce crisis. Some 400,000 manufacturing positions remain unfilled across the United States today. By 2033, projections suggest nearly 4 million roles will exist, with half expected to remain vacant. For the glass and fenestration world, dominated by small to mid-sized enterprises, these are not merely statistics, but an existential threat. Tony Davis, National Director of FAME USA at the Manufacturing Institute, believes the answer lies in dismantling what he calls the college for all mentality that has shaped cultural expectations for generations. The traditional 4-year degree, he argues, is not the only path to a lucrative high-tech career. We are seeing a cultural shift, Davis observes, noting that conventional academia often fails to meet the demands of modern manufacturing. The FAME, Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education, model offers an alternative: a degree apprenticeship, delivering an associate degree in 2 years. A timeline Davis describes as not less than, just faster than, traditional routes. The approach is deceptively simple yet rigorous. Students divide their week between 3 days on the shop floor and 2 days on campus. This earn and learn philosophy provides thousands of hours of practical experience in mechanical and electrical engineering, fluid power, and robotics. Crucially, it transcends the binary decision of university versus vocational training, validating knowledge through both academic transcripts and regular wages. For smaller window and door manufacturers, who might require only one or two specialist technicians, FAME's collaborative chapters provide a crucial lifeline. By pooling their training needs, small employers can aggregate demand and join manufacturing giants in forming unified training cohorts. This collaboration grants even modest glaziers access to high-caliber training, otherwise beyond their means, potentially determining whether they gain a contract or lose a contract. Yet the curriculum extends beyond technical proficiency. Davis emphasizes a keyboard and a wrench skill set. As artificial intelligence, automation, and robotics become shop floor fixtures, tomorrow's workers must become lifelong learners. Training encompasses not just technical mastery, but professional behaviors, teamwork, communication, and lean problem-solving principles. Despite FAME's success, Davis cautions that policymakers remain behind the curve. He identifies a disconnect, whereby officials seek a single hammer for every nail, rather than supporting diverse, employer-led initiatives. He advocates for funding mechanisms that reward collaboration and support training for incumbent workers already employed. Nevertheless, grounds for optimism exist. The perception gap is narrowing. When teenagers witness the sophisticated reality of modern automated glass facilities, outdated stereotypes of dark, dirty, and dangerous manufacturing dissolve. What we're doing in manufacturing is forward-facing, Davis concludes. By embracing technology and collaborative training, the fenestration industry is not merely filling vacancies, but cultivating a resilient, adaptable workforce prepared for constant change. For an industry that literally frames our view of the world, the outlook is finally becoming clear.